praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As we stand in here today in your presence, Lord. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you bless today. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. Praise your holy name. Oh Heavenly Father, we today here to be a blessing, Lord. To be able, Lord, to continue to tell someone of the goodness and mercy of God. And Lord, we thank you today. Oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, I'm strength and my redeemer. You may be seated. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'll be coming from continuing in Jude chapter 1. And my assignment is from verse 8 to 13. And its read is this, and I'll be reading from the NLT translation. Say, in the same way, these people who claim authority from their dreams live immoral lives, defile authorities, and scoff at supernatural beings. But even Michael, one of the mightiest of angels, did not dare to accuse the devil of blasphemy, but simply said, the Lord rebuke you. This took place when Michael was arguing with the devil about Moses' body. But these people scoff at things they do not understand, like unthinking animals. They do whatever their instinct tells them. And so they bring about their own destruction. What sorrow waits them? For they fall in the foot of Cain, who killed his brother. Like them, they deceive people for money. And like Korah, they perish in their rebellion. When these people eat with you in your fellowship meals, commemorating the Lord's love, they are like danger reefs that can shipwreck you. They are like shameless shepherds who care only for themselves. They are like clouds blowing over the land without giving any rain. They are like trees in autumn. They are double dead, and they bear no fruit and have pulled up the root. They are like wild waves of sea drumming up the foams of their shameful deeds. They are wandering stars, doomed forever in the blackness of darkness. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your word. Hallelujah. Powerful. Warning us, Jews, think this is so important. He said I was going to write you some positive things. I was going to tell you about the birds and the bees, but I saw fit to because of the danger that are around us to write you, to warn you. Oh, hallelujah, of the danger around you. Starting with verse 8, he said that the dreamers are often an individual who receive divine messengers. the dreams that come from God. We understand that because we read about Joseph, how Joseph had dreams of the future. He told him when he was a young boy all the things that were going to happen, how he was going to help and save the land through him. He told him, and his brother even called him a dreamer. Hallelujah. And Daniel, he had interpretation of dreams and received theme of the Lord. He was able to forewarn, he was able to foretell of future events, even the path of salvation. But here, Jude used this word dreamer in a derogatory term for false teachers. And some commentary called them 50 dreamers. Those who are ungodly, who are guided by their own sinful vision, desire, rather than divine guidance. Jesus talked about these 50 dreamers. In Matthew 7:15, false teachers, he said, who come to you in sheep clothing, but outwardly, inwardly, they are roving wolves who come to give you these false vision and imagination. Rather than God's word, having their own subjective ideas, self-centered philosophy, they claim to be receivers of the direct message from God. But when you look at their lifestyle, when you monitor and begin to tune in as to what they are about, their walk, their ways, hallelujah, and how these dreamers, how they reject God's authority due to their apostate ways, immoral behavior. Jews said they secretly enter into the church, into the community, hallelujah, being out of touch with God's word, hallelujah. Objectives, his God, objective truth as revealed in the scripture. They produce their own revelation, their own imagination according to their own lifestyle. Hallelujah, saying things such as this, that you can love God in your own way. God will not punish you. God wants you to be happy. So love who you want, because God loves all of us. But the Bible reminds us is that God wants you to be holy, not just be happy, but to be holy. Hallelujah. Because he is holy. Throughout the Old and New Testament, and 1 Peter 15:6, and also in Leviticus 19:2, not happy, but holy. Hallelujah. But it said, just as he who called you is holy, so be holy. All you do, hallelujah. Oh, praise his holy name. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Why? Because I'm holy. Then the call went out and say, be holy, set apart. Be like Christ, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Leviticus 19 says, you shall be holy, for I am the Lord, your God, am holy. This is a direct command from God, hallelujah, to the people of Israel in that day and even today, in today's church. So these dreamers, they fantasize, they have wicked provision in their mind, being blinded and deaf to reality. Jude says in verse 12, 13, he said there are hidden reefs, danger to all that travel around. Like ships, reefs provides different food and things for those that are in the sea, but as you just cruise on the water and stuff, they can easily get you shipwrecked. Hallelujah. Oh, praise his holy name. When they fellowship with you, they'll come in, sneak in, have meal with you, talk about the Lord. Jews say, what shall go off in your head? Danger, danger, danger. There are clouds without water. Hallelujah. Empty, no substance. Shadow. Carried about by the wind. Trees, no fruit. Raging waves of sea. Wandering stars. Hallelujah. In darkness forever. No light, no truth. They have been not washed in the blood of the Lord. Jeremiah 23 and verse 1 in the L and the NLT says this. What sorrow waits these leaders? God went on to say, leaders of my people. That's supposed to be shepherd of my sheep. For they have destroyed and scattered the very ones of whom they were supposed to care for. Lord says in verse 16, he says this. So do not listen to these prophets when they prophesy, filling you with empty hopes. They are making things up. Hallelujah. They say it. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, Jews goes on and saying, and he remind us what they said about don't worry, the Lord say you will have peace. Follow your own desire. Hallelujah. And no harm will come to you. But Jews said they are pretenders. That's what they are. They are pretenders. Hallelujah. He said in verse 21 in Jeremiah 3, he said, I have not sent these prophets. Yet they run around claiming to speak for me. I have not given them no message. Hallelujah. Oh, praise this holy name. In the LIV, it says here, he says, I have heard what the prophets saying who prophesy lies in my name. They say, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long will this continue in their hearts of these lying prophets? They prophesy delusions of their own mind. They think the dream they tell one another will make my people forget me, Lord says. Forget my name. Just as their ancestor forgot my name through Balaam worship. Let the prophet who have dreamed recount the dream. But let the one who has my word speak in faithfulness. For what is straw to do with grain? What is straw to do for grain? In other words, what God is saying is this. When he speaks about the straw and the grain. In other words, he says the difference is in a lie and a truth. Hallelujah. Straw, you take it and you burn. But wheat, what it do? It's food, it fills. Hallelujah. Just like false prophets are different from these the true prophets. Well, how can we tell? How can we tell? Oh, when a preacher and teacher share the word of God with the congregation, are you with friends or with neighbors? Hallelujah. And the people will look at them in a way, in effectiveness way in their life and see, have they been changed? Because unless that word that they preach have changed them, why should you think it'll change you? Oh, praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In other words, if you preach God's word, make sure also you live in it. The Message translation says this. Hallelujah. Because they didn't bother to acknowledge God, so God quit bothering them. Let me read that again. Hallelujah. Because they didn't bother to acknowledge God, so God quit bothering to acknowledge them. So in other words, he allowed them to run loose. Oh, hallelujah. You want God to take his hands off you and allow you to run loose. Oh, praise his holy name. Thank God. Hallelujah. He didn't let me run loose too long. Oh, come on, somebody. Thank God. Hallelujah. Somebody sitting here, if you wouldn't been here, if God had just took you out of your situation, took you from yourself, kept you from running loose. Hallelujah. Romans 1:28 says, therefore God gave them up. Oh, praise his name. He turned them over to themselves. A debate mind, reprobate mind. Jeremiah 3:18 says, he asked the question, he said, have any of those lying prophets been in the Lord? That's the question. Been in the Lord present to hear what he really is saying. Have they ever been there? Have they been in the present to hear what he really is saying? Or had even one of them cared enough to even listen to the Lord? Oh, my Lord. If you, saints, listen, if you don't pray, if you don't have a prayer life, you're going to run loose. If you don't spend time on your knees, you're going to run loose. Praying and listening. Oh, if you don't do it, saints, hallelujah. Your spirit will become numb to the word of God. When God abandons you, leave you to yourself, guarantee all hell will break loose. Oh, praise his holy name. When a person is unchecked and their own desire will increase, that's the only thing would happen when you away from God, when you running loose. Not only that, your desire will increase, your passion will increase, or doing wrong. The desire of the Lord will decrease. Hallelujah. And the very thing you begin to backslide, you begin to return to the very bad habit in which, the very thing in which God had delivered you from. I'm speaking to someone. Hallelujah. You don't want to do that. So you have to create in you a lifestyle in which that God can communicate and can give you your blessing. Fresh anointing. Hallelujah. Oh, saints, when you stop praying, when you stop coming to church, when you stop coming to Bible class, you will be like that coal that's on the fire. And you take the tongue and you reach to take the coal off the fire and just sit it aside. Eventually, as time goes on, that coal, that orange, that you can see that the fire that in that coal begin to. Next thing you know, it'll become ashy. ashy gray. Why? Because he away from the fire. You must understand, hallelujah, this is real. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise his holy name. And John chapter 3, 19 says this. He said, the divine light has come into the world, but man loved darkness rather than light because their deed was evil. If you practice evil, you will hate light because light exposes you. It exposes, and you'll be able to see what they really are clearly. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. That when a believer behavior dictates his faith, oh, he's in trouble. But when God increases your life, you can't stay away from the word. You can't stay away from the church too long. You can't stay away from Bible class too long because the Holy Spirit won't let you. Oh, come on, somebody. He will not leave you alone. Oh, praise his holy name. 1 Corinthians 6:19 say, do you understand? Do you realize that the body is not your own? Oh, praise his holy name, that you are and you belong and you are the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you. See, Jude 8 said these dreamers who are dreamers are, they're just pretenders. They creeped in unnoticed. They look apart, even participate in the church, all the function, but they are lacking power, true power, genuine faith, inwardly raven wolves in sheep clothing. Their lifestyle doesn't align with God's truth. That's how you know. But I want to remind you of some folks. There are contenders. Hallelujah. Jude said in 1:3, he said in the Amplified, he said, those are the call out ones. Those are the chosen ones. Those are the ones that love the Lord, that God set apart. Hallelujah. That love Christ. Hallelujah. Jude said that I was making every effort in the beginning of this passage. He said, I was beginning to make every effort to write about you, about positive things, about good things, about salvation, and all these wonderful things that was coming across my mind. But I was compelled to write, warning you, brothers, of our love, brotherly love that we have, appealing to you that you must fight, that you must fight, you must fight, you must contend honestly for your faith. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand, praise. Oh, hallelujah. You got to fight, hallelujah. Not only that, when I remember reading that Peter, he said, you must add to your faith, hallelujah, goodness and goodness, knowledge to knowledge, self-control to persevere, godliness, and to godliness, brother, kindness, and through it all, love. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Dearly loved by God, the Father, who set apart for Jesus Christ. He said, that's what I'm making every effort to write to you. To write to you, to fight. Because there are pretenders that you have to watch out for that are among you. who reject the authority of God, running loose, speaking evil of dignitary. And then not only that, then Jude went on to say he gave us an example that is not only on earth, but it's also happening in heaven. And then he talked about Michael, the archangel, who he used as an example how he argued about the body of Moses with Satan. But Michael didn't run loose. He didn't get out of his lane. Hallelujah. But what Michael simply said, God, the Lord, rebuked you. The Lord is the one going to rebuke you. I don't have to deal with you. He just told me to come down here to make sure of everything. But it's the Lord. It's the Lord you're going to have to deal with. That's what he was saying. A mighty angel, an archangel. But he knew his place. Stayed in his lane. Hallelujah. Saying, the authority of the Lord is what you're going to have to deal with. So the lesson here is that, yes, we are in a spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. Jude reminded us, he said, when we take our stand against evil, stand not in your own strength, but in God's strength. When you take a stand, don't stand in your own strength, but in God's strength. Michael, that's what he did. He relied on the power of God. He said, the Lord, oh, the Lord will rebuke you. Oh, hallelujah. We can take note on that. In Ephesians, hallelujah, 6:12 says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, rulers, and dark of age, spiritual hosts and wickedness in heaven and places. 1 Peter 5:8, he says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, what he do? Walks around like a roaring lion. Now, he didn't say he was. He said like. Like. Yeah, he a lion. But the Lord done pull his teeth. Oh, hallelujah. You don't even have to run when he roars. When he roars. He just only a pretender. Hallelujah. That's what you were saying. Hallelujah. Seeking who he may devour. Verse 10, Jude said that. He said, they're a pretender running loose, speaking evil of what they do not know, like brute beasts in their own ways, their instinct, off the cuff, quick in their own ignorance. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. And then he said, woe to them, those who go in the way of Cain. We heard about Cain. We read about Cain. Hallelujah. Doing the things of Cain, how he hated his brother. Oh, praise his name. He hated his brother for something that he didn't do well. Do you understand what I'm saying? He hated his brother for something he didn't do well. Oh, Lord, what is this? Because God didn't approve his offering. But God gave them a chance. But God warned him. He warned them. He said, Cain, he said, sin is crouching. Let me pause for a minute. He didn't say sin was standing. Well, you can see. But he said, we're crouching. He was waiting. He was watching. Desire. So, oh yeah, just come on. Oh yes. Just waiting for you to mess up. Do you understand what I'm saying? That he crouch. You don't see him all the time. You're not aware of him all the time. He camouflaged in your ideals and situations and things that what he does, he cover up. He crouches. You have to be careful. That's what King said. You have to be careful because he crouched. Watching, hoping, hallelujah, at the door, desiring to have you. But God told him, what God said, but King, you should rule over it. Wait a minute. Say what? You should rule over it. So if you come to church, you come to Bible class, you spend your time on your knees, you understand God gave your mind. Do you understand that you should rule over it? You're not just here by osmosis. You're coming in to learn how to rule over it. Let's get a Lord hand priest. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. And then he went on there. He talked about Balaam. How? For a prophet. He advised the king. But one thing Balaam said correct. He said that he cannot curse what God have blessed. Oh, my Lord. He got that right. If God opened a door, then nobody can. Come on, somebody. Do I have a witness out there? Yes. Yes. Balaam told the king, he said, I cannot curse. I don't care how much money you give me. You can give me all the money in the world, but I cannot curse what God done bless. Oh, praise his holy name. Oh, but he said, but I can tell you what you can do. You can make them disqualify themselves. By bringing in the women, the booze, and everything. And next thing you know, they will commit the sin of idolatry and sexual immorality. And then they would disqualify themselves. Oh. Let's have somebody been there. When you run loose, have somebody been there. Hallelujah. Knowing that no one can take from you what God have given you, but you harm yourself by dipping in the devil's brew. Oh, my God. Then Corey, how along with 250 other challenging God messengers, Moses and Aaron, all rebel. Jews say they're like clouds without water. They're empty. They are pretenders. Pretenders. Not contenders, but pretenders. No fruit. Twice dead. No root, no fruit. No root, no fruit. Hallelujah. Wandering stars. Oh, praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I'm just about ready. I would quit. I love to watch, that's at one point, Alice in Wonderland. Because, you know, just you can learn some things. And it was a part in Alice in Wonderland when Alice came up and said, please tell me which way I ought to go. The Chester Cat says, where are you going? Because it depends on where you want to go. Alice said, I don't care. The cat says, then it doesn't matter. Alice says, as long as I get somewhere. Then the cat says, oh, you will surely do that if you just keep on walking long enough. You'll get somewhere. But it may not be where you want to be. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. So, church, we must be intentional. Having a purpose, awareness, rather than going on through the motion. Hallelujah. This applies in all areas of our lives. Time management is so important. How to interact with one another. Having a sense of urgency. Giving thanks to God. This is the season right now. Hallelujah. Giving thanks to God. Reflecting on the goodness and mercy of God. Psalms 104 says this. It says, let's enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Yes, yes, let us enter into the gates with thanksgiving. His courts of praise. Be thankful to him and bless his holy name. Oh, praise his holy name. For God is good and his mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures all generation. Oh, praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving is not just a one-time event, but it's an attitude of gratitude. Oh, come on, saints. Oh, come on, it's an attitude of gratitude. Sure be contend posture in our heart. And daily practice. First, in 5:10 it says this, rejoice always. Rejoice. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God for you. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Let's give the Lord a hand, praise. I got up this morning and I was reading this scripture. Let me see. Oh, yeah, I know. I forgot here. Yeah, here it is. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Says this, for God is the one who provides. Come on, saints, did y'all hear what I'm saying? For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to the eater. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resource and then produce a great harvest. A generosity in you. Guaranteed. Yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. And when you take your gifts to those who need them, they will thank God for you. So there are two good things that results in this ministry of giving. The needs of the believer will be met, and they will joyfully express their thanks to God. And as a result of your ministry of giving, they will give glory to God for your generosity to them and to all believers who prove that they are obedient to the good news of Christ. Oh, my Lord. And they will pray for you with deep affection because of the overflowing grace God has given you. So, thank God for this gift. Because this gift is too wonderful for words. Y'all pray my strength in the Lord.